experience.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am your host today, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Amen. And I give a shout out to my husband in his absence, Apostle Americus Cheney. Let's give a shout out, man of God. Yeah.
Hey.
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead. We also have Prophet. Go ahead, Prophet.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're glad to be in your midst today. Amen. And I know that God has something awesome for you today. Praise the Lord. And the Lord really, praise God, been dealing with my spirit, man, just this week about us as people of God just doing the right thing. Amen. And you know it's just important to do the right thing. God challenges us to do the right thing. Praise God. Amen. And when we do things right, guess what? Things turn out right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we're just going to challenge you today, amen, to do the right thing. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
To do the right thing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start out just in the workplace today and doing the right thing as
Come
people of God. Amen.
Yes.
Doing the right thing. You know, and it's a challenge sometimes in the workplace, especially if you put in a position, praise God, that it become a huge challenge because you have to make decisions and doing what's right, making right choices and making wrong choices. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we are faced with difficult challenges in the workplace, especially as leaders, as men and women of God, praise the Lord. And sometimes we are challenged, but we have to still do the right thing. Amen.
That's right.
I'm just going to share with you, amen, a testimony where I was challenged as one time and doing the right thing, praise the Lord. It was truly a challenge. It started out, praise God, I was working with some young people years and years ago, amen, ministering to some young people, and they was runaways, and I used to counsel young, and I love counseling young people, praise the Lord. And in a particular time in my life, amen, it was just truly a blessing to me, and God predestined me to be there, praise the Lord. Amen. And I had a situation where I had to like serve them there, give them their medicine. And one of the young ladies said that, well, she didn't actually say it. One of the persons came behind me said that I gave her the wrong medicine. And she said, I tell you what you do. You gave her the wrong medicine at the wrong time. So what you do is just say you gave it to her at this time, and I come behind you and I give it to her, and we'll leave it at that.
They want you to lie?
They wanted me to lie.
Oh, no.
And you know who I am in Christ Jesus. Uh-uh. I know not to lie, praise the Lord. Amen.
A liar will not tear in his
sight. You better speak it. So what I did, hallelujah, I refused to accept what she's saying. And so she said, well, you know, the nurse got to know what you did. Guess what I said? Well, you ain't got to worry about the nurse knowing. I tell the nurse myself. Amen. Because I'm going to be honest.
You want me to go be blackmailed.
Amen. So what I did, I called the nurse immediately and told her what I did. And what? Let me tell you, sometimes because we have challenges in the workplace, immediately when I told the truth, it caused me to get terminated. But guess what? I did the right thing, man of God. I did the right thing. So we as people of God, we have to do the right thing, amen, when those challenges come our way, even if it means losing your job.
The truth will make you free.
You better believe it. Amen. Praise the
amen.
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Man of God, you wanted to say something on that? Expound on just doing the right thing in the right place, in the workplace. Amen.
Doing the right thing requires character and integrity.
Yes, yes.
God requires us to walk in character and integrity.
Yes.
Now, one scripture I'm reminded of says your gift will make room for you.
Yes.
What's that talking about? That's the gift of God in you and who you are.
Amen.
It'll make room for your character.
Amen.
People know you'll be promoted because of your character.
Yes, yes.
People don't just get promoted. The Bible says promotion comes not from the east nor the west, but promotion cometh from God.
Amen.
You're in the workplace, you want to be promoted, do the right thing.
You'll be promoted. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'm challenging you young people, People of God, I'm challenging you to do the right thing in the workplace as we're representative of the things of God, as men and women of God. Praise God. Amen. And now I want to go into doing the right thing as a leader.
Oh, come on now.
As a pastor. Praise the Lord. Doing the right thing with the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
People that's a part of your flock. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I always say, what would Jesus do? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And amen. And I'm going to tell you what happened to me in that situation and just doing the right thing as a leader. Amen. As a pastor. Amen. As a lay member. Doing the right thing. Amen. In the church. I'm going to tell you, years ago, I had a school, a learning center. And
come
I
on.
Had one of the ladies, young girls that work in my learning center, she did something she had no business doing. So it affected one of my parents. And the parent, praise God, came to me about it. And what she did could have been really devastating. And I could have had DCF and all of them in there. And she was a part of my ministry. Her family was a part of my ministry. In fact, her father was you know, on my board as a minister. So as a pastor, what I had to do is say, what would I do from a pastoral point of view? Amen. What would I do as a pastor? What would I do? And sometimes that's what we have to do is say, what would I do as a pastor? Amen. Because too much is given,
much
is required. Amen. So after I prayed and consulted God, I went to the parents regarding the situation she did. But I still had to let her go. I had to let her go because of the position I sat in. If it would have been somebody else and they done that, I would have let them go. Praise God. As a pastor, as a parent, and the thing that happened to that child, I couldn't continue to hold her. So me as a pastor, I had to say, what will a pastor do? Amen. Pray to God. And what would God do? It was a difficult and challenging thing.
Oh, amen.
But I had to let her go, man of God.
Listen,
amen.
To scripture comes to mind and says that if we know the do right and we don't do, we
come on
whip
now
with many strikes.
That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
So
amen.
The question for a leader is, I'm going to do the right thing because I'm going to do the right thing. And if I don't do it, it's going to hurt me.
Yes. It's going to hurt you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, praise God, I had to make a decision to do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To do the right thing. And sometimes, you know, some of us, we make mistakes and do things that's wrong. But guess what? You don't have to wobble in it. I always say, when you make a mistake, from that mistake, you should grow in wisdom. Amen. And so learn from that mistake. Praise God. What you should say, okay, I made that mistake, but I'm not going to make it no more because I've grown from it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But you know, some person.
Mercy.
Yes, it is. But you know what? Some people do, they look at it as being a disappointment. Praise God. And when you look at it as being a disappointment, what happens sometimes, it causes you to think poorly, even poorly of yourself. And see, then that's the trick of the enemy, because we all make mistakes at times. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you look at it and name it as an experience that you have to learn from it, guess what happened? You become richer.
Yes.
Because you're learning from something. You're learning that from the mistake you made. I always say, shake off the dust and get up again and
yes,
do better the next time. And it's a learning tool. Amen. Amen.
That's how we should use trials also.
Yes.
I'm learning through this.
Yes.
Because
amen.
You said it from a mind, a psychological point of view, if we're looking at ourselves as disappointments.
Yes.
We'll never encourage ourselves.
Never encourage. And guess what? Anyway, that's the door for the devil. If you look at it like that, then you just open the door for the enemy.
Yes.
Because then he can play on your mind because you made that mistake. Praise God.
As a man thinketh, so is he.
So, amen. And guess what else? The enemy hold condemnation against you.
Yes.
He condemned you for the mistake you made. Praise God. Amen.
Wait a minute. We're not condemned in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But the enemy,
yes,
when the enemy condemns us and we condemn ourselves, then we won't excel. We won't exceed.
Yes.
We won't have success because we're looking at ourselves in shame, disappointment.
Yes.
And we're tearing down our own selves.
Yes. Amen. And that's what the enemy wants you to do anyway.
Yes.
So you have to be wised up and say, okay, I won't make that mistake again. Praise the Lord. Amen.
So you're sharing that we just exposed a tactic of the enemy.
Yes.
That come against
come
our
now
mind.
Yes.
So once we learn how to overcome that tactic,
yes,
we'll be successful and victorious.
Yes.
As long as the enemy can attack our mind and tell us that we're not what we say we are, then we'll never succeed in what God's called us to succeed in.
Amen. Amen. But what does scripture say? A good man falleth, what? Seven times.
But the Lord upholdeth them all.
Come on now. So when you fall, you ain't got to stay down there and wallow in it. Get up. Amen. And say, okay.
Repent.
Repent. I like that. That's a learning tool for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And it's too many persons are walling and not forgiving themselves. And that's the tactic of the enemy.
That's the tactic also.
You see, and when you find people that's like that, there, when they constantly bound their own self and they're in bondage, they tend to turn to everything else but the word of God.
That's right.
They may turn to alcohol because they made a mistake. They may turn to drugs because of what happened.
And other addictions.
Amen. And now they're versus the enemy. Amen. So that is another trick of the enemy.
You a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes, yes.
That's a tactic of the enemy.
That's the tactic of the enemy. Amen.
Let's stay focused. Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just encouraging you today to don't wallow in it because you messed up a couple years ago or you messed up years ago or you messed up the next minute. Don't wallow in it. Get up. Praise God. And say, Lord, I'm going to be wiser now from that. Praise God. I'm going to use it as an experience and to help others. Don't do what I do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are to be able to encourage others and help others. We go through things to help other people. Amen. Especially when God done deliver you and set you free out of it. Amen.
So as a leader, leaders need to do the right thing.
Leaders need to do the right thing.
Follow the plan of God.
Yes.
Follow the word of God.
Yes.
Commit your ways to the Lord and he'll bring it to pass.
He'll bring it to pass. I like that. Amen. Amen. We need to, as leaders, do what's right, especially with leading our flock. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stop wobbling of getting upset that something happened years ago I wish that wouldn't happen. That set me back. No, it didn't. It just made you better.
Let me bring another level here.
Yes.
Not just leaders and pastors, but mentors.
Yes.
There are mentors in the household of God.
Yes.
To those who are younger or just coming into the faith, mentors need to do the right thing.
Yes.
Not just pastors, apostles, prophets, and teachers and evangelists, but mentors.
Yes. Praise God. And you know, I'm going to tell you, just as a leader, praise God, or a mentor, amen, things that even in ministry, God set you to do things and you think about what happened years ago and caused you to set you back. Don't look at it as a setback. Look at it as a setup. Amen. That God even instilled and gave you more experience to do everything that he called you to do. Praise God. But the trick of the enemy to say, I'm disappointed. I messed up that time. No, you didn't. Praise God.
We're exposing another plan of the enemy.
Yes, yes.
Just because it happened then doesn't mean it's going to happen now.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
If you learn from that mistake.
Yes.
And God gives you another opportunity to do the same thing.
Yes.
What happened then won't happen now.
Won't happen now.
That's a tactic of the enemy.
Yes, it is.
To stop you from advancing.
Yes. That's his tactic, my God. Thank you, Lord.
We have to think of this in military terms.
Yes.
The military advances a zone or advances into a territory.
Yes.
When we're advancing to the things of God, the enemy's there to stop us. That's the resistance.
Yes.
But when we overcome the resistance, there's nothing can hold us down.
Nothing can hold us down.
Nothing can stop us. Mark 16:17, he's given us power over all the powers of the enemy.
Yes.
And nothing by any means should hurt us.
I like that. Amen.
So we overcome the enemy.
Now, yes.
Scripture comes to mind. We overcome evil with good.
Yeah.
Doing
the right thing.
Come on.
Man, that's awesome. Now, Paul writes, amen, in Thessalonians, never tired of doing what is right. Amen.
Amen.
That's in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, the 13th verse. Jesus did not go for the easy or the popular solution, but he always did the right thing. Amen.
Listen,
he always did the right thing.
Jesus said this, I only do what I see my Father do.
Ooh, I like that. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
The vision of God comes by prayer.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, I want to talk about now as parents doing the right thing. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Doing the right thing in raising your children. Amen.
Amen.
We have a mandate from God to do the right thing.
Yes.
In the way we raise our children. Amen. I see now, and I've been seeing for a couple years, but I see it more now that parents you see more of the children that's in school. We tend to have more issues with the children at the Christian home, which is bad because we, as the mother and the father, walking in the things of God, we're not doing what the Bible says. Praise God. It's telling us to train them up. It says, train up a child the way they should go. And that's in Proverbs 22:6. And when they go, oh, they won't depart from it. And I'm going to tell you something. Even if you're thinking they depart from it, keep praying for them. They always come back. Mm-hmm. I'm a living witness. Amen. From training 3. Amen. They will come back. Amen. Amen. And what it means when it say train them up, that means to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And that means that parents should train their child, the children, the way that God trained us. Amen.
Yes.
The same way he trained us. See, if we would look at it like that, he disciplined us when we make a mistake. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Why we ain't disciplining our own children? And God will discipline us. Amen. And Psalms 94:12 says, blessed is the one who discipline. Amen. The word discipline comes from the root word disciple.
Amen.
That means to disciple some. It means to the disciple, praise God, which means to make a disciple of him. Amen. God's disciple is designed to conform us to the image of Christ. So while he's discipling us to form us in the image of Christ, we're supposed to be discipling our children to form in the image of us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As people of God, we're walking as people of God. Amen. We're doing things and we're loving on God as people of God. We're supposed to be training them the same way. Amen. That Christ trained us. Praise God. Amen. They're supposed to be, guess what? Evidence of us. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have
amen.
A question.
Go ahead.
Do you think that the PK, I would say PK, preacher's kids, mm-hmm. PKs in this scenario, they become disillusioned because their parents aren't doing what's right? And the PKs know that, and they act up in rebellion.
You know what? That can be it. That could be it too.
Okay.
Now, what I'm gonna say here is that sometimes the children, when they're acting up in school, some of them know their parents gonna discipline. So once you discipline them, they'll straighten up. But you got some that's acting up that know their parents not gonna do anything, which I think is not. That definitely is not what the Word of God say. About discipline. Now, if you're doing all your part, you ain't got to worry about it. Eventually, they're gonna change. They're gonna get right because you're doing what the Word of God say. The Word of God don't lie. It says they leave, they're gonna come back.
Yeah.
So if you tell me I did all I could, but they're not gonna come back, you just lied on the Word of God because yes, they will. Amen.
Amen.
We just got to do our part on what God tell us to do and keep praying for them. But if you ain't doing nothing. And they acting up in school and you ain't doing nothing about it. Or anywhere they go out and it's they have no respect. What are you doing?
It's on you.
It's on you. Praise God.
Can
amen.
Can we define the word discipline as providing structure, yes. rule, and guide
yes.
to a child?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So we're guided by the Word of God. And we're providing that guide to our children through love.
Yes.
He said, well, love and kindness have I drawn you.
Amen.
So it's all done in love.
It's all done in love. And you got to make them accountable for what they do.
Yes.
If you don't make them accountable for what they do, they get in society, they get grit wrong one day, and they're not accountable because they was never trained to be accountable.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We have to do that. Amen. And we will see the results of it, and it will be good results.
That's
praise
right.
God. And when you do it in love, you know how our parents used to tell us, it hurt me more than it hurt you? No. They really meant what they said
That's
because
the
they
truth.
Was doing it in love. I got to discipline you because I love you. Praise God. And I know if I don't, what the end results will be.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I remember when I used to discipline my kids, the first thing they do is fall on their knees and get ready to pray because they already know mama finna get them. Amen. They knew that.
They were praying for mercy.
They was praying for mercy. I gave them some mercy. Praise God. I let them pray. Then when they got up, I gave them some more mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because I obey what the Word of God say. And that's real. You're doing it because you love them.
Yes.
Amen. And I don't. I heard on the news just the other day, like this week, they were saying something about when they seem trying to say now what the raw say when you discipline them, they trying to say it caused them to be messed up growing up
and
some psychological problem. That's the trick of the enemy.
Come on,
we
now.
Better go back to the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the trick of the enemy. What's gonna cause them that way if you don't do what the Word of God? If we stick to the Word of God, guess what? We will not go wrong.
That's right.
Amen. We have to stick to the word of God. God discipline is designed to conform us to the image of him, of Christ.
Yes.
So as we discipline him and bring him into the admonition of the Lord, guess what? We're conforming him to the way that we are. And I'm going to tell you, they want to say this old school, but back in the day, if your child act up, praise God, the parent get him. Now when your child act up, for me just working with kids, if that child got an attitude, I know that parent got an attitude. Because they got it from the parent. Because children do what children see. That's just real.
Okay, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, it's not like it was back in the day. If they got an attitude, you say you're going to call that parent, they're going to get upset. And they go, oh, no. And then they'll straighten up. Now, it's just not like that.
Go ahead and call her.
Amen. That's just what they say. And so we got to get, and I say this to say, you expect sometimes the world to carry on like that by their children, but not the people of God.
Amen.
We got to get back as people of God and doing what the word of God say when it come around to discipling our kids. Amen. Just like God discipline us. We have to discipline them, praise God. If we don't do it, we're not doing what the word of God say.
That's right.
We're definitely away from what the word of God say. In Romans 8:29 say, parents can make disciples of their children by instilling values and life lessons they have learned.
Amen.
Amen. As parents practice godly living and make spirit controlled decision, children will end up doing the way you do. I'm telling you from example.
That's right.
Things that I have talked about for years. Amen. I see it in my children now. Because I talked about a lot of praying. I talked about loving God. I talked about how good God is. And now that they are children and adults, I hear them say that a lot to me. Mama, God is good. The same thing that I put out is coming back. So, amen. But it wasn't always like that growing up. I had to discipline my kids. You don't have to discipline them all the same. It always sometimes be one. But just obey God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Obey him. Praise God.
Now, we have a Bible example of this in Timothy.
Yes, yes.
They raised Timothy in the admonition of the Lord, in the word of God. And look how Timothy turned out.
Yes, yes. Amen.
That's an example
we have.
That's
an example.
As raising a child with the Lord.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Amen. Amen. It tells us that we should engage our children to follow our examples. But we want to make sure we're being good examples.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Any proper, consistent discipline brings a harvest of righteousness. Amen. If you're a righteous person by doing what I'm talking about, doing the things that's right, it's going to instill in your kids. That's just, it will, because of the way you are. But failure to discipline results in dishonor for both the parent and the child.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's what's going to happen. And one who ignores discipline despises himself. Amen. The Lord brought judgment upon Eli. Y'all remember Eli in the Bible, the priest? And
his
what happened?
His sons were unruly.
They was unruly because he allowed them, his sons, to be that way. Amen. And guess what? It brought dishonor to him, praise God.
Yeah.
And he failed. And he fell down dead because he didn't do what God say in Isaiah 3:13.
That's right.
Praise God. It's just that real, praise the Lord. Amen. We want to do the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, the scripture says that honor your mother and father and your days will be long upon the earth.
Yes.
This is the first commandment.
Come
with
on
promise.
Now. Yeah.
So when children honor their parents, they receive life and the promise. So when we as
blessings,
parents,
amen,
honor God first,
putting
God first.
Yes.
God will bless us in the same.
Yes. Yes,
amen. It works both ways.
It works both ways. Amen.
Amen.
I like the way you said that. That's just so real. It worked both ways. Amen. As we honor and love God, our children honor and love us. That's basically what you're saying. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Because we produce honor by showing God and doing the right thing. They can't help but end up doing the right thing.
That's right.
Amen. And I can tell you, parents today, it may seem like when they go off to college or go off in another city, they may seem like you might know they're doing the wrong thing. Continue to pray for them because you know why? You raised them right. As long as you raised them right. Amen.
That seed.
Come on now. Come on
them.
Now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. It's going to grow to something good. It may not seem like that again. They may be doing things that you never taught them and did not know or maybe hiding stuff from you. I know my children were doing some stuff that they think I didn't know about, but I kept praying for them. You get where I'm coming from?
Yes.
I kept praying because I knew I raised them up right. I didn't have, the blood was not on me because I did the thing that's right.
what you did was in the secret closet.
Yes, come on now.
And the Lord manifested openly.
Yes.
You didn't confront them with what they were doing.
Yes.
That's,
amen.
That's not love.
Amen.
Love is praying for them behind the scenes.
Yes, when they become adults. Amen. Amen. Pray, pray, because God, they got their own minds and stuff. Now, when they're a child, it's different. But when they become adults, you just pray for them because you know you raised them up right. And you watch what God do. Amen. You watch what he do in their life. And you don't have to worry because guess what? God got them.
Amen.
I don't care. The Bible said they may leave, but they're coming back. Because you did the right thing as a parent. Amen. So the blood off your hand. All you got to do is say, Lord, thank you. Because I know they everything that you call them to be, regardless of what they do. Praise God. And I have seen a lot of transformation within my children because of me praying and I raised them right. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord today that I see everyone, all three of them in church and loving God because of what I did. Amen. Because I obeyed the word. So I'm just encouraging today to do what the word of God say.
Let's just do the right thing.
Let's do the right thing. Amen.
You know, Nike has they branded themselves as just do it.
Just do it. Amen. And we have to do it. Amen. We can't, you know, push from it. Oh, they so cute. And I can no, do what the word of God say. Amen. I always say this. If you don't do what the word of God say and discipline them, you're raising monsters. And guess what? That's what they're going to turn out to be. What, a monster.
Amen.
Amen. When they become adults because you didn't raise that seed up. It's just like in a garden when you're planting stuff. Amen. Come on now.
Cultivate.
Come on now.
Water.
Come on now.
Fertilize.
Yes. 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 Amen. Yes. When what happened? It grew up to
it
be.
It grows.
Yes. Amen. Because you went and you did what's right to help it grow right. Praise
That's a
the
good
Lord.
Analogy.
Yes, yes. But if you don't never water it, you don't never give it, cultivate it, you don't never do anything but just let it do what it want to do. Come on now.
That made me think of the scripture. I am the Lord's garden.
Yes.
He's cultivating me. He started in me. He'll finish in me.
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
That is good.
I am the Lord's garden.
Yes, yes. Amen. And praise God, I'm going to say this prayer today, praise God, amen, to encourage you to do the right thing, amen. Look, and praise God, as I said, you know, if you pray and if you're not doing it, do it. Start doing it as of today, as far as with your family, with your children, and your ministry, and your job. Just start doing the right thing, amen. Lord, help me to do the right thing, amen, regardless of circumstances. Thank you that the past is forgiven and forgotten. Thank you that I can know that you thank me and that you have put your spirit within my heart. And I thank you for that today, God. Guide me to do the right thing today and to the future. Doing the right thing in every circumstance will not only bless us, but it will bless our family. It will bless our friends. It will bless our neighbors. It will even bless our enemies. But it will especially be a blessing and a gift to ourselves. Amen. And see, when we do the right thing, people watches us. And whether you know it or not, it will bless them. Praise the Lord. Amen.
One last thing before we go.
Hallelujah.
We are remembered greatly by the things we do.
Yes.
However, if you do the wrong thing, you remember less. But when you do the right thing, you remember it longer.
I like that. Amen. I like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is so good. Amen. And it's an important principle that we do the whole thing in the entire Bible. We don't pass over what the word of God say. We want to do everything the word of God say because we're doing, then that means we're doing the right thing. Amen.
Yes.
And doing the right thing means that you're going to practice what the word of God say in doing what's right. Amen. And let us not grow weary in doing good. Amen. That's what the word of God say. Amen. For in season we will reap if we do not give up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we encourage you to do the right thing. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Timaquana Road and the Timaquana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.